great to chat with the two guys of Woodhands at Ottawa Blues Fest. Nice to meet you. Well, again, for one of you guys.
That would be you, Paul Van Wan.
Yeah. Was here yesterday.
You're just a regular on Lenny's show.
With the Rural Alberta Advantage.
Yeah, another fine band.
Yeah,
from Toronto.
Fun interview. I don't know if we're going to top it, to be honest.
Huh.
That was pretty good.
Wow. Well, there's three of you, only two of us.
Yeah, and I kind of spent myself yesterday.
You seem spent.
Yeah, so, I mean, but feel free to, like...
Well, we'll see how it goes. Lenny?
Yeah, introduce yourselves and what do you play? I know Paul plays the drums.
My name's Dan. I play synths. And Paul, you...
I play the drums.
You still play drums?
Yeah, I'm going to do
Nothing has changed since yesterday.
Yeah, I'm still going to do the drums, yeah.
Great.
Like yesterday.
Great.
We talked about it yesterday. It's kind of, like...
It's kind of your shtick.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, it's kind of already been talked about. Like, right. We don't really need to talk about it again.
I generally can only hear you talk about playing drums once a day.
Yeah. It's a little much.
So what's up? What's on deck, Lenny?
Well, before I get into the deck, this will make Dan jealous because Paul is now part of the second time to be interview club, as he is joined by Seth DeWayo, Elliot Brood, Basha Balat, Graham Wright of Tokyo Police Club, and Dan Megan. You also make a new record, as you done back to back in a short time span. What do you think?
Of my new record?
No, as in like a new time record.
You're the fastest repeat guest,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Is what's happening here.
Well, I mean, I'm obviously proud of the achievement. It's gonna add a nice little...
Sheen.
Notch on
Patina.
My achievement
to
belt.
To that facade.
Yeah, so there you go.
I'm just jealous that there's so many dudes named Dan that have already been on the show.
Yeah, multiple times.
Okay, now we're getting to the deck. How long have you guys been together as a band?
4 years.
Knock that one out. What's next?
Yeah, man. One for one.
Yeah.
What was it like to play at Blues Fest for the second year?
It's pretty wicked. We had a good time last year.
Yeah.
And I think tonight will probably be 12 months of work better than last year.
Definitely.
We've been hustling, man.
I love this city.
I know you do. You think it's the most beautiful city in Canada, if not the world.
Well, it just means a lot, you know? Not a lot of places have that same sentimental value.
To you.
Yeah, I guess to me. And real human beings.
Paul likes peace, order, and good government.
Yeah.
How rock star of you. Next.
Well, I remember last year, you guys had to play 45 minutes at what used to be called the Black Sheep stage. Will you get more time to play this year?
I think we're playing for an hour tonight.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. 15 more minutes would really stretch it out.
We're in it to win it a minute. You know what I mean?
Sort of.
Like 15 more of them.
Yeah. Was this... You were this good yesterday?
No, I told you. I used it all up yesterday.
You were this good yesterday.
I had lines yesterday, like...
That sort of sounded like a line.
No, but, like, better ones.
Anyway.
Well, the weather this year is brutally hot. We expect a crazy performance. Very sweaty performance.
Guy, we're not going to change anything just because the sun's about to kill us with its ultraviolet rays.
We tried once just standing perfectly still because it was hot and it's hard to play.
Yeah, no, we're just gonna fight through that beating sunshine.
Yeah.
I mean, if the audience is doing it, we should, right?
Yeah, and even if they're not, then we'll just do it anyways.
Yep, yep.
Well, at least you have a good view this year of the Ottawa River.
Yeah, the Rideau River. Not the canal.
Oh. Is it? Oh, yeah.
It's the river, right?
Yeah. I don't know, whatever. Yeah, Ottawa River.
Is it the Ottawa
oh,
River?
Oh, it's the Ottawa River.
I don't know. I hope
we
so.
We were misinformed by our sound guy.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I could be wrong.
No, I think you're right.
Whatever. It's water.
Ottawa
River. Water's water. It's about the buildings for me in the city. I know people make a big deal of the canal and all this water, but like, I don't
that's
really
That's not
care.
The canal, though.
Well, yeah, but I know that's not... That's
oh, it's Ottawa River.
I'm
yeah,
saying.
The Ottawa River. That's the Ottawa River.
Those aren't the things that make it for me in the
We need
city.
To have a conversation with our sound guy, Matt Letterman, who informed us... He's from Ottawa and informed us that it's the Rideau River. which I think is geographically incorrect.
Yeah, it doesn't even exist.
Yeah. Moving on.
That was the response to Remoscope Bean.
I think it's been pretty nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been touring like crazy, and people seem to dig the new songs.
Who came up with that name?
Dan Werb came up with that name.
Did I?
Yeah, it was an early favorite for the title of the record. When it was like... You just kind of said, I think we should call it Remorscapade, and it was kind of like, haha, wouldn't that be funny? And then we went through about 7 different album titles.
And we're like, nope, that's pretty much the best
idea. Yeah, best we could do is Remorscapade. But it's awesome. That's why we can
awesome.
Like, basically, we went on a search for a better title, and it turns out there isn't one.
We searched for long and hard.
Yeah.
And wide.
We considered stealing some.
Yeah.
It just wasn't, yeah, there's nothing better than Remorscapade. It's the best title you can come up with.
Definitely. The way you make me feel.
Helped out on the album?
Maley Todd was our guest vocalist. Yeah. A repeat performance, and Roger Levins helped produce it.
Who created the album cover, and what was the concept from that?
It's an artist who named Ed Spence out of Vancouver, who does mixed media work with old paintings and sort of like draws or paints over them to create new interpretations of what are generally well-known sort of like classic bad paintings of like horses and mountains and kind of paint by numbers type stuff. And we just used one of his paintings as our album art. Called away and
despite this glittering. To Paul, I found out from a former high school colleague that you used to tutor LSATs for a law class. I forgot that you're pursuing law while being a musician. Is it tough to juggle two things?
Yeah, you know, anytime you try to do two things at once, like pat your head and rub your belly.
I can't do that.
Some people can't do that.
Yeah.
But other people can do it just fine, and I guess I fall into the doing it just fine category.
Well put. For 600 years I've woken up,
seen the dust in the sunlight. From touring, what was it like to travel to Asia for concerts there?
It was amazing.
Yeah, we're just...
Some of the best weeks of our lives.
We're itching to go back.
Yeah.
You having fun in Asia?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm Asian, so I love Asia. Yeah. All parts of Asia.
And I'm a white dude, so there's the stereotype that I love Asian chicks.
Yeah.
Right?
Which you do.
I mean, not any more than or less than anyone else.
Yeah, but you still love them. You just... Yeah. I'm saying that it still applies.
Yeah.
Because you love them.
I mean, not without... I mean, I could love them, is the point.
Yeah.
Moving on. Who
knows where we're gonna go? Well, my cultural background's from Hong Kong. Did you guys go there?
No, we didn't. We went to Beijing and Tokyo.
No, yeah. Protests in Beijing?
No.
No.
It wasn't strict there?
Boozing. No.
It was really
us.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
But I don't know where to go. On the instruments, what is unique with your guitar?
Yeah, I play guitar. It's sort of like a handheld keyboard that allows me to be, you know, the versatile showman that I am.
And Paul sticks to the traditional drums.
Yeah, plain old boring drums.
Plain old boring drums.
Yeah.
Classic.
Hitting them.
Peace, order, and good government, man.
Hitting them with the sticks. Just like they do. 600 years I've woken
up and seen the dust and sunlight. Aside from your music, who do you like listening to?
Islands and Mariana's Trench, which is handy because we're playing with them today.
Yeah. It's going to be good. At the particular moment, I'm trying to think. You know who I've gotten into like a year later than Dan is Dirty Projectors.
Yeah,
Dan was really into them last year, and I usually take a year to consider anything Dan says before I accept it as possibly true.
You've been accepting a lot of truth recently.
Yeah, and now I'm
there's a serious clog. Like you need to get your bureaucracy in order because there's a big backlog of acceptances.
Yeah, pending approval.
Yeah.
But one that came down through the tubes the other day was Dirty Projectors, and got its stamp, got its way onto my listening device.
And I'm happy to get an acceptance letter from you.
It's wonderful. But Dan and I are both actually really obsessed with the Ricky Gervais show.
Yeah. Actually, I need to get those MP3s from you.
Yeah.
Before
those
tomorrow.
Legally obtained MP3s.
Yeah.
Yeah. His podcast, his free podcast, the old XFM radio show, it's all really, really funny.
We love it all. I wasn't made for fighting.
I wasn't made for fighting anyway. I also forgot to ask the previous chat with Paul and company, what is next for the upcoming months?
Oh, for the RAA.
Yeah.
We're switching it up. Can you just edit this part back into the RAA interview?
I could.
Yeah. So we can pretend that Nils and
Amy
are...
Amy.
Oh yeah, you're Amy. Okay.
Well, we're going to be really busy recording.
That's true, Amy.
Some really great new material.
I like your outfit. What are you wearing?
Really low plunging neckline.
Yeah.
Short shorts.
And what about those shoes?
Yeah, they're like painted on.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. I don't even
know
how you...
Stop talking about me like that. Stop objectifying me.
I mean, I guess it's finally time you took a stand. I'm proud of you for this moment, Amy.
Great. It's actually me.
Oh, God. This is such a...
awesome.
Up next for the RAA, we're just recording. We're recording our next record.
I didn't know you guys were playing new songs last night.
Yeah, we played a bunch.
And so there's going to be a radio show as well for you?
What? Dan?
A radio show for...
Dan?
A radio show for me.
Oh, is there? Or is this a joke?
No. We're guest hosting a radio show.
Oh, guest hosting.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
News travels fast.
Yeah. Yeah, CBC has just asked us to guest host a radio show when we're in Vancouver. So
something we've done before.
Yeah.
We're vets.
We're old hands.
Yeah.
We're old school journalists. Sort of like those Watergate guys.
Yeah. We're really good radio hosts. But we like to talk a lot, so we play three songs at once so we can get more songs out there and then have more time to actually have our chat time,
exactly.
Which is what people really tune in
for. Our me time.
Yeah. And we play them in fast forward so we get that shit out of the way, because three songs at once
and
sounds terrible.
Fade super early.
Yeah, fade in, about 2 minutes in, fade out, songs are over.
What do you like about Ottawa in general?
I'm going to defer to Benoit on this one.
Well, I mean, for me, it's always been about the Parliament buildings. I think that place is just magical. You know, it's... I just swell up with immigrant pride when I go to the Parliament buildings.
Yeah.
I just love it.
And I've never been to Ritual nightclub. How's that?
It's cool. It's like a nightclub. Remember that place we played last time we were here? Ritual?
Yeah, it was fun.
With the Junior Boys?
Yeah, that was great.
It's
those are a really fun show, actually.
Yeah, it's super. Like, I mean, it feels like Club District, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Any celebrities that like your music?
I mean, I'm pretty sure they all do. Are we celebrities?
Oh.
Because we like it.
Didn't we hear once that Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy liked our music?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, he likes our shit.
There you go. Big name. What?
And lastly, what are your outlandish stories that happen at shows?
Well, I've been taking clothes off and kissing people recently. But there's a big fence today, so I don't know. But that has been happening.
Yeah, basically, you seem to attracted to...
Large, burly
men. The largest person in front... That's what I wanted to say delicately, but you just went there. The largest person you can find.
Yeah.
And you like to climb them and
I'm like
kiss
a little,
the top
I'm like
of their
a
head.
Little bear cub.
Yeah.
Looking for bears
but
for
what,
some reason.
But what happens is this is during Dan's keytar solo, so the keytar is in between there, and that, and in the course of that, a solo is being played on the keytar.
Well, some.
But I guess it's not really a solo, it's like a duo.
It's a duo.
Yeah.
It's a duet.
Duet on the
keytar. It's a beautiful duet.
It is beautiful.
Yeah.
I heard there was a bear dancing during Flaming Lips last weekend at Blues Fest.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a bear in the sense of the
some guy
gay identity?
We also played Pride recently where there was a couple bears dancing during our
set.
Yeah,
there were a couple bears dancing. But I didn't run up against them because, again, that stage was too high.
It was too far away.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking the time. Glad to see you guys, our guy, again.
Thanks, Lenny. Well, I mean, I'm glad you're happy to see Paul.
Yeah.
I thought I did pretty well.
Yeah, you brought it.
He's going to be happy the next time he sees me.